News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Biden being sharply criticized by fellow Democrats over his decision not to veto a GOP bill involving Washington, D.C. Here's Greg Clugston.
After announcing he opposed a congressional measure that would strike down a new crime law in the District of Columbia, the president said that he would sign it. The issue posed a political dilemma for Mr. Biden, who supports D.C. statehood and autonomy, but who also didn't want to appear soft on crime. Many Democrats in Congress and members of the D.C. City Council are upset with the president for overriding the will of the city's elected representatives. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Another derailment in Ohio over the weekend again. A Norfolk Southern cargo train leaving the tracks near Springfield. This time, no hazardous materials. No one was hurt. Also at townhall.com, the new House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party holding its first hearing this past week. Iowa Representative Ashley Hinton says popular Chinese apps are as bad as any recent spy tool from Beijing.
I would like to see TikTok off of everybody's phones because that's just another spy balloon everywhere. 210 million of them across the United States, as far as I'm concerned.
And she says China's spying is going all out these days.
The Chinese Communist Party is using apps like that and WeChat to spy on people, to spy on journalists, and try to reveal their sources and then go after them, retaliate against those people who spoke out. This is where we need to, again, hold them accountable. And the best way to hold them accountable is to cut them off from these avenues of being able to spy on Americans.
In Phoenix, two more children have died from injuries suffered in a condominium fire Wednesday. Blaze taking the lives now of four youngsters and one adult. More on these stories at townhall.com.
دنیای ما، جامعه ما.
Our world, our community with Debbie Amini.
روز بخیر شنوندگان عزیز رادیو ایران. امروز من دبی امینی به همراه کارگردان خوب برنامه علی شهریاری در خدمت میهمان بسیار عزیزی هستیم که ایشون هم مجری یکی از برنامه‌های رادیو هستند، رادیوهای آمریکایی KABC که 790 AM محسوب میشه. در واقع ایشون یک برنامه بسیار خوب دارند به صورت هفتگی بر روی موج AM 790 که اسمش هست Rebuild California Town Hall. و دلیل این که این برنامه رو انتخاب کردن در کنار برنامه‌های بسیاری که دیگه‌ای که دارن این هست که ایشون کوچ آف Rebuild California هستن on the promotes that started the recall of Gavin Newsom. موقعی که Gavin Newsom فرماندار کالیفرنیا ریکال شد، ایشون در واقع آغاز کننده این برنامه بودن. Mike Nether, thank you so much for being with us today.
Great pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me. It's exciting to be on international radio.
Thank you so much. It is international radio in Persian. So we speak a lot of Farsi, and I'm going to translate. I try to translate a short summary of our conversation during the interview today. Mike, I just told our audience members a little bit about you, but I really like for you to explain more what you do on KABC, as well as if you are on other radio stations or TV stations.
Well, I think it's important to note that those of us that started the recall of Gavin, mm-hmm. let's start with that,
okay.
are ordinary citizens.
Mm-hmm.
I grew into doing some radio and television simply out of the fact six of us who started the recall of Gavin Newsom
mm-hmm.
simply were angry about how the state of California was being run.
Mm-hmm.
That grew into us doing a show on KABC mm-hmm. called, I hope this translates well, Friday Nights at the French Laundry. Okay,
I do my best.
Which we had a great time doing for 11 months on KABC.
Uh-huh.
And as the recall of Gavin Newsom gained momentum, I got called and other members of my team got called to do more and more media.
I see. So basically, you started with recalling Gavin Newsom, and then you become a radio talk show host.
Correct. And then we also had started, when we first started the recall about 2.5 years ago, what we thought was a podcast. We were told it's a vodcast because you have your faces on it. Don't I sound smart? And we do that on Facebook Live every Wednesday and have 7,000 to 9,000 people watch it every week. And we have gubernatorial candidates on it. We have state assembly people on it. So I'm very proud every Wednesday at 6:30 to 7:30 to do the Rebuild California Town Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And also I'm on KABC every Saturdays right now at noon doing Uncover California with Lori Mills.
That's very interesting. So before I translate, you started this in the year of 2020, correct?
Correct.
Okay, very good. And did you say that you started this with 6 other people?
Well, there were 6 of us total that started this at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one thing that's important to really note that we had no political or media experience.
Okay.
Zero, zippo, however it translate, nada. Okay?
Before, in Persian is hichi.
هیچی. I've learned a word.
دوستان عزیز، آقای مایک ندر که مهمان برنامه امروز هستن و یکی از مجریان برنامه در رادیوی 790 KABC که این روزها بسیار هم مطرح هستن، در واقع این مجری بودن رادیو رو از زمانی شروع کردن که به اتفاق 5 نفر دیگه، مجموعاً 6 نفر، میخواستن که کالیفرنیای بهتری رو بسازن و هیچ نقش سیاسی هم قبل از اون نداشتن، ولی میخواستن که فرماندار عوض بشه. اقدام کردن به ریکال اون و بعد از اونجا شروع کردن و توی برنامه‌های مختلف شرکت کردن و امروز یک تاکشو هست یا یک مجری موفق رادیو هستن با برنامه‌های مختلف. Let's get into why you decided to recall Gavin Newsom. I want a little bit more than you wanted a better California.
Well,
why
you're going to get a lot more than a better California.
Okay.
Let's start off with California as a whole. As you see in countries like Iran, China, Russia, we have one-party rule. And historically, one-party rule doesn't end well. And Gavin Newsom almost felt like he was anointed to the office of governor.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has their own reason for recalling Gavin Newsom. Whether you like it or not, he seems to be a really bad governor. My personal point, which really made me angry, was that in 2016, the people of California voted to keep the death penalty for criminals which had done atrocious things to people and children. As soon as Gavin Newsom gets into office, he says, well, I don't agree with the people of California, and I'm going to nullify the death penalty. That's one.
Okay. So were you recalling him because he voted against what people wanted, or because you have a specific thought on Capitol?
Well, no, that's one of my personal reasons. But Gavin Newsom, instead of doing, like a lot of politicians, what he said he was going to do going into office, didn't do those things.
Okay.
So the death penalty was one. But let me give you some more examples.
Mm-hmm.
Gavin Newsom had said in 2018, well, if I'm elected, I'm going to put in a homeless czar. And I think everybody, regardless of political party, unless you own a tent company, as I say, doesn't like the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
Gavin Newsom actually turned down the legislation that his own Democratic legislators put through that would have made it homeless czar. He turned it down.
Okay.
Gavin Newsom also said, I'm going to shore up the Department of Emergency Services. That California is not equipped to handle emergencies,
mm-hmm.
like storms, like floods, like droughts, like fire.
Mm-hmm.
Like even COVID mm-hmm. before it came along.
Mm-hmm.
And Gavin Newsom did not start executing that plan.
Okay.
In fact, Gavin Newsom, as soon as he got into office,
mm-hmm.
you could tell was like so many California politicians, like Kamala Harris,
mm-hmm.
about simply using California as a stepping stone to the next political job. So we felt that a recall, which we had the right to do under direct democracy, was the way that we could bring Californians together.
Mm-hmm. That's very good. Just one more question before I go ahead and translate. You said that Gavin Newsom used California as a stepping stone, like a step, to go higher politically, to get to a higher position. What do you think that higher position is?
Well, that's a really good question that Gavin won't talk about.
Okay.
But Gavin Newsom, remember, started off as a commissioner mm-hmm. in San Francisco.
Right.
And then he went to mayor of San Francisco. Then he went to lieutenant governor. Then he went to governor. So it's pretty apparent, like Kamala Harris. And let's use her as an example. Because Gavin Newsom and all the people around him are from a core people in the Bay Area. And they all do the same thing. So let me digress to Kamala Harris for a second.
Okay.
Who can't be recalled because she's a federal official.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't recall a federal official. So Kamala Harris went from district attorney
okay.
to attorney general.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even finish her term as attorney general and ran for Senate. Was 6 months into her term as Senate and decided to run for president
mm-hmm.
and didn't even finish her term and became vice president. So that group of people who are from the Bay Area that run the Democratic Party, the power structure, are all about just doing things that move them on to other political offices.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Well, without me rooting for any of these or being against any of them, but I think growth in whatever you do in your business, getting to a higher position, like starting from a normal employee and then getting to the management, it's normal, isn't it?
Well, that's normal, but let's use that as an example because, uh-huh. again, I'm from the corporate world. I spent 30 years with a company called Corporate Express as an executive up the chain. And you don't become, let's just say, an employee in a restaurant,
okay.
right? You start off as the cook.
Mm-hmm.
And a month later, you become the shift manager.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 weeks after that, you become the assistant manager. And then 3 weeks after that, become the manager if you've done a horrible job at all those other positions. So the problem isn't that the politicians aspire to do something else. It's that they're not held accountable for the job that they've done, not accomplishing things in
okay.
California.
I got you. So they didn't necessarily go higher and got better positions or higher position because they did a great job. They just used people to go higher and higher.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to interject before you translate, but
no,
let's throw this in.
Go ahead.
I don't, and an article was out today
mm-hmm.
that even San Franciscans, and this is a news flash, it's a fairly liberal city.
Mm-hmm.
It's all Democrats, and that's fine without taking sides.
Right.
But they're not happy with what's happening in their city and what's become of their city.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor for 8 years of San Francisco was Gavin Newsom.
Okay.
All right.
You just mentioned it, yeah.
Okay. So he didn't do a very good job there, but he's running based on name recognition instead of based on the record of what he accomplished.
Got you. شنوندگان عزیز سعی میکنم تا جایی که میتونم یک ترجمه خیلی خلاصه از اون چیزی که صحبت کردیم و خدمت شما ارائه بدم. ایشون فرمودن دلیل این که فرماندار کالیفرنیا گوین نیوسام رو ریکال کردن و می‌خواستن که این پوزیشن رو دیگه نداشته باشن این بود که در سال 2016 وقتی که مردم در مورد حکم اعدام رأی رو دادن، وقتی که گوین نیوسام به این مقام فرمانداری رسیدن با رأی مردم مخالفت کردند و بعد قولی رو دادن در سال 2018 که به اوضاع خانمان ها حتما رسیدگی خواهند کرد و اوضاع بهتر میشه و خب همونطوری که همه ما که در کالیفرنیا و لس آنجلس زندگی میکنیم، اوضاع این افراد متاسفانه روز به روز بدتر شد و به تعدادشون هم روز به روز اضافه تر شد که حالا امیدواریم که با انتخاب، البته من اینو دارم از خودم اضافه میکنم که شهردار جدید کارن بس شاید بتونه واقعا یه کاری بکنه در این مورد. I'm just adding a little bit of myself, but I mentioned that. I said that Karen Bass promised that she's going to take care of the homelessness problem. And we'll see. Hopefully she can do something about it. مورد دیگه ای که بهش اشاره کردن این بود که گوین نیوسام قبل از اینکه بیاد به مقام فرمانداری قول داده بود که به مواردی که ممکنه به صورت امرجنسی در کالیفرنیا پیش بیاد کارهایی رو انجام بده که ما آماده باشیم برای طوفان، برای آتش سوزی، و متاسفانه هیچ اقدامی در این موارد هم انجام نداده. و بعد تشبیه کردن گوین نیوسام رو به کامالا هریس که الان معاونت ریاست جمهوری رو در دست داره، به اینکه از کالیفرنیا و افرادی که در کالیفرنیا زندگی میکنن استفاده کردن به عنوان پله‌ای که فقط به مراحل بالاتر برن. و همونطور که اشاره کردن گوین نیوسام با کامیشنر شروع کرده، بعد شهردار سان فرانسیسکو بوده، بعد لوتنن فرماندار و بعد به فرمانداری رسیده و احتمالاً الان به دنبال مقام‌های بالاتری هم هست. من از ایشون پرسیدم که چه اشکالی در این مسئله می‌بینن، برای اینکه فکر می‌کنم که یک امر طبیعی باشه که افراد از یک جایی پایین شروع بکنن و بعد کم کم رشد داشته باشن در هر رشته‌ای، سیاست باشه، بیزینس باشه، و به مقام‌های بالاتر برسن. و ایشون میگن که اشکالش این هست که ما باید بریم یک کاری رو درست انجام بدیم، قولی رو که دادیم به انجام برسونیم و بعد شایستگی اون رو داریم که به مقام بالاتر برسیم، نه اینکه فقط به عنوان یه پله استفاده بکنیم بدون انجام هیچ کاری، فقط بالاتر و بالاتر و بالاتر بریم. دوست دارم که برسم به سوال بعدی که you want to add something to it, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to add, since you mentioned Karen Bass.
Okay, sure.
That I think it's important to note that starting the recall, we started with very little resources, and I really want your audience to hear this.
Okay.
That because we had no political experience, this is very important. Because a recall is a portion of direct democracy, which we'll talk about. But understand something. All the political experts, both sides of the aisle, told us we were idiots. And talking to me, you may go, I understand that.
But no, the reality that's is, not the case for sure.
That's a disclaimer for the entire audience. But the reality is we were told it would be $20 million to get the recall on the ballot. Because the recall of Gavin Newsom united so many Californians, and because it's direct democracy, we collected over 1.7 million signatures on the volunteer side for under $1 million. The entire recall was done for about $3 million, I'm getting to my point, versus the $20 million that the expert told us. So understand for everybody out there, when you even talk in the mayoral election, which just took place, Karen Bass versus Rick Caruso, without taking sides, Rick Caruso spent $100 million to get 500,000 votes.
Right.
Think about that. Money doesn't always win elections. It sure helps.
Right.
But passion that we have in direct democracy that we can do in California can really change things. That's why what you're doing and why the people of California have to continue in a peaceful manner to stand up and use direct democracy. And that's really what the recall of Gavin Newsom was all about.
Why do you think we weren't successful, though?
That's actually easy. 2.2 million Republicans didn't vote. And
no, I'm talking about the recall
of Gavin Newsom.
Right.
2.2 million Republicans
vote to recall Gavin Newsom.
Oh, okay. Didn't even vote. Didn't show up. And that's so important when I talk about participation mm-hmm. and passion.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is, in this last election we just had, with all the mail-in ballots and all the stuff that's talked about,
mm-hmm.
less people voted for the governor of California total in 2022 than did in 2018. And that of all the people in Los Angeles that are eligible to vote, which is approximately 3 million people, only about 1 point something million even took place in the mayoral election.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in any country, in any society, politicians who want to take control prey on ignorance and non-participation. And that's the problem that California has.
Interesting. But you talked about passion. So how is it that Democrats do have that passion? They do participate. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
There's
just more Democrats that participate than Republicans.
Okay.
The voter turnout in California, when you even talk 50%,
mm-hmm.
which is what the turnout was in this last election.
In November.
It's not a true number.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean the people that don't vote on the down ballot. It doesn't account the lower turnout in the primary, which decides many of the offices in state and county offices like Los Angeles, mm-hmm. Board of Supervisors.
So let's take a break. And when we'll come back, I want to get into more details about this because I really want to know how we can help Iran and people in Iran's situation now. What we're supposed to do as Iranian people who live in California to help the people in Iran to be their voice. But let's take a break and we'll come back. دوستان عزیز تا دقایقی دیگر با ما باشید.
با هم و در کنار هم به سوی آینده ای روشن.
رادیو ایران 670 AM.
برای تصادفم از هر کی میپرسم پیش کی برم میگه برو پیش یدیدی. چه فرقی میکنه آدم پیش کی بره؟
میگن کار نیکو کردن از پر کردن است.
یعنی چی؟
تو میخوای بری پیش یه وکیلی که فقط و فقط تخصصش تصادفاته، نه وکیلی که با یه دست چند تا اندونه بلند میکنه و هیچ کدومش هم به نتیجه‌ای که باید نمیرسه.
اما اینا که خیلی ادعاشون میشه.
بله، تبل تو خالی همیشه صداش بلنده. وکیل متخصص هیچ وقت از این شاخه به اون شاخه نمیپره. وکیل متخصص 10 تا کار مثل طلاق، امیگریشن، کارمند و کارفرما، ورکس کامپ و بیزنس و تصادفات رو با هم انجام نمیده.
پس اینجوریه.
برو پیش اصل کاری که هم تخصصش فقط تصادفاته، هم کارنامش حرف اول و آخر رو میزنه و بیش از 1 میلیارد دلار خسارت برای موکلینش گرفته. 1 میلیارد دلار. برو پیش کامران یدیدی.
818-999-9999.
برو پیش اصل کاری کامران یدیدی.
در آستانه نوروز و بهار آزادی بار دیگر بازارچه نوروزی ISCC محک، اسباب هفت سین، ترشی و مربای خانگی، شیرینی و آجیل و هدایای شب عید. کودکان سرطانی را در برکت نوروزی خود سهیم کنید تا سلامت خود را به دست آورد. از سه‌شنبه 7 مارچ تا یک‌شنبه 12 مارچ در 17701 کوون شهر ایروین، 949-679-9911.
مژده در آستانه نوروز. قالی‌شویی سفریان به مناسبت نوروز با دریافت سفارش 4 تخت فرش از 6 متر به بالا، 1 تخت فرش 6 متری را به رایگان برایتان می‌شوید. قالی‌شویی سفریان مجهز به دستگاه‌های تمام اتوماتیک خاکگیری، آبگیری و خشک‌کن 48 ساعته. شستشوی انواع فرش‌های دستباف، ابریشم و آنتیک به صورت سنتی و ماشینی. ناوگان گسترده حمل و نقل به صورت رایگان، لوله شده با روکش پلاستیکی بدون چوک. قالی‌شویی سفریان با سالها تجربه و تخصص در امور شستشو، لکه برداری، رفوگری، دارکشی و مرمت فرش‌های آفتاب زده. قالی‌شویی سفریان ضامن حفظ سلامت فرش شما. 310-402-4161. شما می توانید مراحل شستشوی فرش خود را در محل نظارت کرده و یا در صورت تمایل برایتان ویدیو تهیه کنند. تلفن 310-402-4161. میبره، میشوره، میاره.
سلامت شما مهم است. پس خود و خانواده خود را زیر پوشش مدیکال بگذارید. تمدید مدیکال به زودی فرا می رسد. پس اگر مدیکال داری توجه کنید که اطلاعات مهم تمدید مدیکال را از دست ندهید. اگر در 3 سال گذشته نقل مکان کرده اید، آدرس پستی، ایمیل و تلفن خود را اطلاع دهید. برای آگهی بیشتر به keepmedicalcoverage.org مراجعه بفرمایید. keepmedicalcoverage.org.
توجه بفرمایید، یک خبر بسیار مهم برای صاحبان مشاغل. تا وقت باقی است از این فرصت که دولت امریکا در اختیار شما گذاشته استفاده کنید. اگر تا کنون از این کمک ERC استفاده نکرده اید، لطفاً هرچه سریع‌تر با تکس رسولوشن پلاس با شماره تلفن 1-866-900-9001 تماس بگیرید تا با کمک حسابداران با تجربه ما تا سقف 26 هزار دلار بلاعوض برای هر کارمند از دولت دریافت کنید. برای گرفتن اطلاعات بیشتر در مورد این برنامه کمکی دولت با شماره 1-866-900-9001 تماس حاصل فرمایید. 1-866-900-9001 تکس رسولوشن پلاس 1-866-900-9001.
خیلی از عزیزان از من میپرسن در مورد این پروگرام ERC. این پروگرام واقعا چشمگیر خیلی خوبی هست برای صاحبان مشاغل، عزیزانی که توی پندمیک با چنگ و دندون بیزنس خودشون رو نگه داشتن، W2 employee داشتن و الان موقعشه که بتونن به خاطر اون کارآفرینی که کردن در سال 2020 و 2021 تقدیر بشه ازشون. و این پروگرام فقط به خاطر همین اومده که تقریبا برای هر employee 26 هزار دلار پرداخت میشه به صاحبان مشاغل. این پروگرام کامپلیکیتد هست که خیلی از CPA ها، بوک‌کیپر ها این کارو انجام نمیدن و تخصصیه براشون. به خاطر همین ما با خیلی از CPA ها و بوک‌کیپر ها توی این شهر کار میکنیم. از شما عزیزانی که صاحب مشاغل هستین دعوت میکنم از این پروگرام استفاده کنید. دفاتر ما با افتخار در خدمت شما هست و در خدمت خیلی از CPA ها و بوک‌کیپران این شهر.
انریچ فاینانشال همیشه پیشتاز، همیشه بی‌رقیب. 1-800-اقبالی، 1-800-344-2254.
آقای داماد، فرمودین درآمد سالیانتون چقدره؟
1 بیلیون.
عجب. شما 10-15 روز پیش تو جلسه اول خواستگاری گفتین 300 میلیون. یه مرتبه 2 هفته‌ای چجوری 700 میلیون به درآمدتون اضافه شد؟
بله، شما و عروس خانم بله رو بگین، من 1 بیلیون دیگه هم میذارم روش. کی به کیه؟
پیام شایانی هستم. وظیفه اخلاقی و قانونی یک وکیل در رعایت اصل صداقت و اعتماد متقابل با مراجعین و ارائه آمار دقیق و واقعی از موفقیت و دریافت خسارت در پرونده های قانونی است.
دفاتر حقوقی شایانی، تصادفات، صدمات بدنی، صدمات ناشی از کار. 818-777-777-777. Lucky 7.
دلیل موفقیت ما داشتن صداقت با شماست.
Doctors Without Borders teams confront hard facts in conflict and crisis zones. When others look away, we step in to act. Because measles still kills more than 100,000 children every year, we're there to vaccinate more than 1 million. Because some countries have only 1 or 2 mental health professionals. We provided over 400,000 mental health consultations last year. The fact is, your support makes our life-saving work possible. Picture the impact we can have together. doctorswithoutborders.org.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Two people are dead, six wounded in a shooting in a Georgia home last night. Police in Douglasville say more than 100 teenagers had gathered for a party when gunfire erupted. So far, no arrest. It's not clear how many gunmen there might have been. Police in Los Angeles say at least five people wounded in a shooting at a beach last night, just a few miles away from the location of a gun buyback event held earlier in the day. Search teams have rescued several more people in California who'd been stranded for days under tons of snow. That follows back-to-back storms that hit the state's mountain communities and trapped many in their homes. Meanwhile, the governor has declared now a state of emergency in at least 13 counties. This is SRN News.
دنیای ما، جامعه ما.
Our world, our community with Debbie Amini.
سلامی دوباره دارم خدمت شما شنوندگان عزیز، به خصوص شما عزیزانی که در این قسمت از برنامه به ما ملحق شدید. من دبی امینی هستم و امروز به همراه کارگردان بسیار خوب برنامه آقای علی شهریاری در خدمت میهمان عزیزی هستیم که خودشون یکی از گویندگان رادیو هستند و در 790 AM KABC برنامه ای رو دارن به اسم Rebuild California Town Hall، برنامه هفتگی هست و غیر از اون هم برنامه های دیگه ای رو اجرا می کنن. و دلیل این که اصلا مجری برنامه‌های رادیویی و بعضی از برنامه‌های تلویزیونی شدن این بود که خواستن که در سال 2020 گاوین نیوسام فرماندار کالیفرنیا رو ریکال بکنن و بعد از اونجا اکتیویتی و فعالیت‌هاشون شروع شد و امروز در خدمتشون هستیم به عنوان کسی که میتونه شاید صدای ایرانیان داخل کشور عزیزمون هم باشه که بتونیم فعالیت‌های اونا رو بیشتر به گوش جهانیان برسونیم. One more time, thank you so much for being with us today, Mike.
Pleasure. You make me sound a lot better in a different language. I appreciate that.
I'm glad you like it. So I wanted to ask you, since we talked about politics, Democrats, Republicans. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that what's happening in Iran right now and the recent movement that they have, do you think this movement of the people of Iran is being supported by the U.S. and U.S. officials?
No, I don't, and I think it should. And a real simple way to look at it is not the rhetoric that's given in the media. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to note, like, what's happening here in California, where we cast our economic votes, mm-hmm. where we look at the ways that a really big economy like California spends its money. Mm-hmm. That's the true sign, mm-hmm. like in the recall. Do your actions meet your words?
They should.
They don't, here, they though, don't. Do they? California. Because we consider it as hyperbole more important to curtail producing our own energy, mm-hmm. but have people that need energy. And everybody, I don't care mm-hmm. what political or diversity persuasion you are, mm-hmm. people like things like power. Mm-hmm. We like lights. We're doing this radio show because we have power. I got to the station today, whether it's in an electric car or a gas power car, it requires power. Mm-hmm. Because California, again, I'm going to do my Newsom voice, whether you like it or not. I just love doing that. Is still 12% of the United States population. Mm-hmm. But now has become a consumer, not an exporter of goods and services of things like oil and power. We consume it from other places. Mm-hmm. Under the guise of, oh, we don't want to, we're going to pretend we're environmentally correct. So getting back to Iran, in case everybody out there doesn't know it, California imports about 60% of its oil. We don't necessarily consume less. We simply bring in 60% of our oil, even though we sit on some of the largest oil reserves in the world. But we don't want to drill them because it keeps the extreme liberals happy. Not all Democrats, the extreme liberals, which contribute to Gavin Newsom. Mm-hmm. Now,
go ahead.
As that breaks down, the point I'm driving at, and I do have a point, is that of all that oil that we bring in, Saudi Arabia is the highest importer. Iran is the second biggest importer to oil in California, in the most populous state in the United States. So no matter what we say about not supporting the Iranian regime, about, oh, we're going to cut them off from banking, California puts, because of California government, puts more dollars into Iran than probably any other state in the union.
Wow. So from what I'm hearing, at the time of President Trump, he wanted to use the oil of the country, and that's why the price of gas was lower, much lower than mm-hmm. now. So if that was the thought of using the oil of United States, then that dependency to Iran and Saudi Arabia would be they wouldn't be dependent as much as they are right now, and probably they would leave the countries alone to do whatever they want instead of supporting the government right now. Is that what I'm hearing?
What you're hearing is that the president of the United States can declare whatever they want, but as long as a really big state like California continues to spend dollars with people like Venezuela and mm-hmm. Iran, mm-hmm. we're in effect supporting their governments.
I see.
Okay, that's all that I'm saying. Mm-hmm. In other words, let's go back to the business metaphor or analogy you used early in the interview. Mm-hmm. Let's pretend, and this is a pretend for everybody out there, that Debbie has a restaurant. And Debbie, I'm going to tell you, I really don't like your restaurant. I don't like the food. I don't like the way you manage the restaurant. Mm-hmm. But I continue to go to the restaurant and spend money there all the time helping keep you in business. It doesn't make any sense.
I got you.
So the problem we have is that as California continues to do policies that support governments like Iran, California, regardless mm-hmm. of what the federal government declares, still can buy its oil from wherever they want. Mm-hmm. And if we produce less oil and less of our own power under the guise of we're going to be the environmentally correct state, mm-hmm. but we still have a population that needs things like water, power, cars, etc., mm-hmm. and continue to spend a huge amount of money with Iran, we give Iran power over California, hence over a lot of the United States.
Wow. It's going to be difficult to translate this one.
Is that what you do? But,
no, I do my best.
Sorry.
دوستان عزیز.
اون
چیزی که صحبت کردیم راجع به این بود که من ازشون پرسیدم که آیا فکر میکنن که دولت آمریکا خیزش اخیر مردم ایران رو پشتیبانی میکنه و آیا حاضر هست که کمکی بکنه که این انقلابی که مردم شروع کردن در داخل ایران پیش بره یا نه. برای اینکه همونطوری که میدونید اخیراً توی اخبار شنیدیم که اتحادیه اروپا نخواست که لیست سپاه رو اضافه بکنه به گروه تروریستی و بعد گفتن که آمریکا هم بهش حتما اینو گفته که این کار رو انجام نده و اخباری شبیه این. بنابراین من میخواستم نظر آقای مایک ندر رو در این بار استفاده بدونم. و ایشون گفتن که به نوعی وقتی که ما به خصوص چون داریم راجع به ایالت کالیفرنیا صحبت میکنیم، الان موضوع مورد بحث گوه نیوسام هست و کالیفرنیا، وقتی که نمیان و نفت خودشون رو که بسیار هم به گفته ایشون معادن غنی و ذخایر بسیار زیاد، نمیشه بگم معدن، اشتباه گفتم، ذخایر بسیار از نفت در کالیفرنیا وجود داره، ولی به اسم این که میخوان کالیفرنیا یک ایالت سبز باشه و نمیخوان از این ذخایر استفاده بکنن، در حالی که کسایی که اینجا زندگی میکنن هنوز باید داشته باشن، ماشین ها، خودروها از بنزین استفاده میکنه، بسیاری از کارخانجات یا حتی برقی که استفاده میکنیم احتیاج به نفت داره، بنابراین اینا میرن نفت رو از جاهای دیگه میخرن و به گفته ایشون عربستان سعودی اولین جایی هست که ازش نفت خریداری میشه و بعد ایران هست و به این ترتیب ما افرادی که توی کالیفرنیا داریم زندگی میکنیم فقط با اینکه مصرف کننده این مواد هستیم داریم به نوعی کمک میکنیم که رژیم سرپا بمونه. ایشون مثالی زدن از اینکه شما تصور بکنین که من به عنوان دبی امینی یه رستوراندار هستم و شما نه از غذایی که من توی اون رستوران ارائه میدم، نه از سرویسی که دارم، نه از کاری که میکنم، به هیچ کدوم از اونا راضی نیستید، دوست ندارید کار منو اونجا، ولی در این حال مرتب میان توی اون رستوران و خوراک میخورید و اونجا پول خودتون رو خرج میکنید، خرج اون رستوران میکنید و بنابراین با وجودی که از من راضی نیستید به نوعی دارید پشتیبانی میکنید وجود من رو توی اون رستوران یا رستورانی رو که من دارم و اون و این دقیقا همون اتفاقی هست که الان در آمریکا و به خصوص در کالیفرنیا داره میفته که ما به طور ناخواسته و به اسم این که میخوایم یک ایالت سبز داشته باشیم و ذخایر نفتی رو استفاده نکنیم داریم ضرر میرسونیم به جاهای دیگه دنیا با رژیم هایی که شاید نباید پشتیبانی بشن، یعنی شاید که نه 100% نباید پشتیبانی بشن و اینکه بتونن در قدرت بمونن به خاطر پولی که دریافت میکنن. I think I did my best.
That's okay. Now let me simplify things
it's
for you.
It's deep, you know.
No, it is deep.
It's new to me. It makes sense to me. Definitely it makes sense. But it's new and it's just...
So let me simplify it a bit here.
Go ahead.
So I didn't mean to give you such a complicated economic concept to try to translate, but it's important. Let's start with, think of it as an ocean. We've talked about what you just did, what lies beneath, but let's talk about the surface of what your listeners can do.
Okay.
California, if you were in New York right now, you cannot do what we can do in California. In California, when you talk about the recall, it is an outgrowth of something called direct democracy. Mm-hmm. There's only 20 states that have direct democracy. And direct democracy, may I take a second to explain what that is in
sure,
California?
Of course.
All right. Direct democracy has four components to it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons we did the recall was to talk about the component, the part, of being able to recall a state official. The number of signatures you need to recall a state official to get it on the ballot is 12% of the people that voted for governor last time.
Okay.
Now, hold on there. These things I'm talking about, where the rules that we have as to how much energy has to be from our state, the things which happen in our schools that we get up in arms about, how we store our water, our laws that are made by the legislature. What's fascinating, to me anyway, is that in California, we actually have the right to make our own laws under direct democracy. So, if Californians get together, and look, if someone like me, regardless of language, you could go, he's not that bright, can get the recall of Gavin Newsom on the ballot, you can get other initiatives on the ballot too. So, if you want to change the California Constitution, you only need to get signatures from 8% of the people that voted for governor last time.
Mm-hmm.
That's about 900,000 net signatures to get on there. But wait, there's more, as they say on late night TV. If you want to get a law on change to California, or what's called a referendum, if you want to change the way that California gets its own resources to get you to quit buying oil from other countries, you can change the laws with what's called a referendum.
Mm-hmm.
And a law or a referendum only requires 5% of the people that voted for governor last time. To get it on the ballot where the people of California can have a voice. And this is one reason I'm excited to be here today, in addition to the free water that you gave me. Because water is very valuable in California. I may take some with me.
If thank God it's raining these days.
That's right. I could take the cup outside. So what's important is that direct democracy gives people of all parties and persuasions,
mm-hmm.
okay, a way to participate besides just deciding to vote or not vote. So anybody out there who's a registered voter,
mm-hmm.
and there's a little bit more involved, can start a petition with the right motivation. I think we talked before the show, and there's about 1 million Iranians, give or take?
Probably, yes.
Okay, yeah. Give or take?
Yes.
I didn't count them all this morning, but I'll take your word for it. In California. Now, think about something. If there's 1 million Iranians, that probably means there's about 650,000 registered to vote.
Voter, yeah.
All right. That means that just the Iranian population alone,
mm-hmm.
think about this, in California, could get together a petition to change the energy policies of California,
mm-hmm.
which have an effect on their home country.
Wow. That's deep again. That's
not
great.
Meaning to get too deep, but what I'm telling you is this, that direct democracy, this powerful tool, which has been around since 1913, no, I wasn't there when it was passed. I just looked that old. Way back when, gives empowers people.
I believe that
people.
When I see your ID. I'm just kidding. That's very interesting. So this is one thing that Iranian people can do. They have to have somebody to lead, to change the policy on the oil in California. And that by itself, if it does change, would help people of Iran.
And that is a lot of what, as we roll toward the end here,
mm-hmm.
I get my pitch in,
mm-hmm.
what Rebuild California is all about. We're not right-wing Republicans or left-wing Democrats.
Okay.
We're all Californians.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you do out there when you listen to this, what I need you to do is a couple things. Go to RebuildCalifornia.com. If you can, donate to us. We're a political PAC. If you can't, or even if you can, watch our town hall on Facebook Live. We have 175,000 people on Facebook. We have hundreds of thousands of followers on Twitter. I'm at Netter Mike. And learn about the process where you can take place in direct democracy to change where California is going,
mm-hmm.
which literally can have a global effect,
mm-hmm.
and especially on your home country, if that's your home country, of Iran.
Very good. I'm going to add something very quick to it, because there a lot of people say that, and I think it's true, that when it comes to United States, their benefits is primary goal, which is understandable. This is their country. But what we can do is look into their policies, what their views are, what they are trying to do. And according to what you just explained, we can see if that policy would support the regime of Iran or would not support the regime of Iran, which is going to be supporting the people of Iran. So yes, Americans, presidents, they think about USA primarily, but their democracy will affect what's happening in Iran.
Correct. And I have to interject here because one of the things that's different in the kind of republic that we have is no such thing as the United States of America. Well, there is. I'm being facetious. It's United States. So we have states' rights. So people listening to this, well, you can't recall the president of the United States or a senator. You can't make United States laws in Congress. Mm-hmm. You can only vote for a congressional person. You can affect what a state does. And when that state is California, it has a large global effect. Focus on California, not on the White House.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. در فرصت بسیار کم باقی مانده من خیلی کوتاه بگم که نظر ایشون این هست که ما کالیفرنیا کسایی که توی کالیفرنیا زندگی میکنیم حداقل باید این که دموکرات هستیم یا جمهوری خواه هستیم رو کنار بگذاریم، همه با هم دیگه متحد بشیم و بعد میتونیم کارهایی رو انجام بدیم برای آوردن پالیسی‌های درست، سیاست‌های درست به کالیفرنیا که بتونه مستقیم یا غیر مستقیم تاثیرگذار باشه بر آن چیزی که در ایران هم داره اتفاق میفته. و وبسایتی دارن ایشون به اسم rebuildcalifornia.com که ازتون دعوت میشه که برین و این بازدید بکنید از این وبسایت، با ایشون بیشتر آشنا بشید، میتونین چیزایی رو که میخواین اضافه بشه به بلد، به برگه های انتخابات با ایشون درمیون بذارین، اضافه بکنین به اونجا و بعد امیدم این هست که ما بتونیم دست به دست هم واقعا سیاست مدارهایی رو روی کار بیاریم که احتیاجی به نفت ایران نداشته باشن، که انشالله کشور ما هم بتونه به آزادی که واقعا شایستگی اون داره و مردم عزیزمون به اون چیزی رو که میخوان برسونه. I want to thank you one more time for dedicating your time and being with us today. It was really a pleasure having with you and I learned a lot. Thank you
so much.
Well,
it's fantastic to be here. Thank you for the opportunity. I look, hopefully, if you'll ever invite me back, let me back up to the studios. I hope to be back one day.
Definitely. And next time, we're going to have you soon, hopefully celebrating the freedom of Iran.
Absolutely.
Very good. دوستان عزیز، تا برنامه آینده همگی شما رو به خدا میسپارم. روز خوش و خدا نگهدار.
عرض کنم من موکل دکتر کامران یدیدی نیستم و تا به حال پرونده با ایشون نداشتم، ولی با اجازه خود ایشون دارم مطالب رو میگم. من با دوستم توی ماشین بودیم و تصادف کردیم خیلی بد. دوستم گفت من میرم پیش کامران یدیدی، کارش بهتره. من گفتم نه، یه وکیلی هست که میگه اینا همه تبلیغاتچیان و من میخوام برم پیش اون. خلاصه پرونده و دکتر درمون، موقع حساب کتاب مبلغ خسارت دریافتی دوستم $100,000 از من بیشتر شد. به وکیلم گفتم مگه میشه اینقدر تفاوت؟ ایشون هم منمه کرد و دلایل عجیب غریب آورد. منم کپی پروندهمو آوردم پیش آقای یدیدی. یه نگاهی کردن و گفتم پرونده خراب شده و this is it. اونجا بود فهمیدم چرا مردم فوری میرن پیش یدیدی. یعنی هر کی میخواد بدونه چرا کامران یدیدی، کافیه فقط یک بار پروندهشو ببره جای دیگه. و سلام.
دکتر کامران یدیدی، برگه برنده شما در امور تصادفات. 818-999-9999.
فرصتی بی‌نظیر برای صاحبین مشاغل. اگر شما صاحب کمپانی هستید که طی سالهای 2020 و 2021 فعال بوده و کارمند W2 داشتید، این آگهی برای شماست. دریافت تا حدود $26,000 در ازای هر کارمند. برای اطلاعات بیشتر با ما تماس بگیرید. 1-800-اقبالی 1-800-344-2254 ERC، فرصتی که نمیتونین راحت ازش بگذرید.
مدیریت و کارمندان بلبوا اینترنشنال مارکت و رستوران سوفی در سان دیگو فرا رسیدن 8 مارچ، روز جهانی زن و روز همبستگی با پیکار زنان جهان را به همه بانوان دلیر و آزادیخواه ایران تبریک میگوید و ضمن ادای احترام به یاد همه مادران، دختران و خواهران از خود گذشته، برای شما موفقیت و پیروزی آرزومند است. زن، زندگی آزادی.
من فرهاد منج وکیل رسمی دادگاه‌های کالیفرنیا و فدرال آمریکا متخصص در پرونده‌های طلاق با دارایی بالا و دعوی حقوقی با کادری قوی در احقاق حق قانونیتان پشتیبان شما هستم. تلفن تماس 310-956-4600.
فروشگاه عظیم هولسام چویس در ایرواین امروز نامی شناخته شده در بین کلیه ساکنان ایرانی و غیر ایرانی اورنج کانتی محسوب می شود.
هولسام چویس ارائه دهنده مواد غذایی درجه یک و کالاهای ممتاز همراه با طیف وسیعی از خوراکهای تبخ روز از کشورهای مختلف همه روزه در خدمت شماست. با خرید $50 از غذاهای ناب رستوران ایرانی هولسام چویس که اکثرا با گوشت‌های گراس‌فد تهیه شده‌اند، یک بسته 1 گرمی زعفران رویال یا یک بسته 24 عددی آب آشامیدنی کریستال در کنید.
فروشگاه هولسام چویس در حال حاضر یک آشپز با تجربه ایرانی استخدام میکند. 949-551-4111.
برای آگاهی از تخفیف‌های ویژه هفتگی کافی است اینستاگرام هولسام چویس را فالو کنید.
949-551-4111.
فروش فوق‌العاده محصولات مختلف در وبسایت ما را از دست ندهید.
wholesomechoice.com 949-551-4111.
از افسردگی شدید رنج میبرید؟ اگر تراپی و داروهای متفاوت رو استفاده کرده اید ولی هیچ نتیجه نگرفته اید، با مراجعه به کلینیک کتامین یوفی در انسینو و اگره هیلز و دریافت تراپی های به اثبات رسیده کتامین و اسکتامین میتونید حال خوش رو به زندگیتون برگردونید. کلینیک یوفی با تیمی تشکیل شده از دکتران تایید شده روانپزشک متخصص درمان درد، بیهوشی و تراپی آماده بهبودی روحی و روانی شما میباشند. دکتران ارن سیانی، امیر راد و انوش جواهریان در کلینیک کتامین یوفی. Medicare and most commercial PPO insurances are accepted if you qualify. Say goodbye to depression and anxiety. برای دریافت مشاوره رایگان و خصوصی با کلینیک یوفی در ساختمان ایرانیان در انسینو و در شهر گور هیلز تماس بگیرید. 310-742-8002 310-742-8002 yofimedical.com. That's yofimedical.com.
الو مشکات.
بله آقای رئیس.
کیسه و تلفن‌های امروز بگو.
قربان این 400 تایی تماس گرفت خیلی عصبانی بود. میگفت شما رو پیدا نمی‌کنه. اون 20000 تایی بود. هی زنگ میزنه اعصابمو ریخته بهم.
ولش کن. یه میلیونیار بهش زنگ بزن نپره یه وقت پروندهشو ببر جای دیگه. بای.
وکیل شما چطور؟ شما رو به نامتون میشناسه یا یه اسم دلاری براتون گذاشته؟
من رادنی مصریانی هستم. در دفاتر ما موکلین با نام و نام خانوادگیشون شناخته می شوند.
818-80-80-88.
گروه حمایت خانواده بار دیگر برنامه های ماهیانه خود رو در سومین یک شنبه هر ماه از ساعت 2 تا 4:30 بعد از ظهر با موضوع های روانشناسی و مهمانان ویژه در لاس لوماس کامیونیتی سنتر در شهر ایروان برگزار می کند. با سپاس از محصولات غذایی الماس.
ورودی برای همگان رایگان به سرپرستی دکتر شیرین نوروی. 818-274-6312 818-274-6312.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I built secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes I did the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Streams are where our kids play. And dogs splash. Many provide the water we drink. But are those streams clean and safe? For most local streams, no one knows. That's a problem. One the Isaac Walton League of America can help you solve with the Clean Water Challenge. To learn more and get involved, visit IWLA.org. That's IWLA.org.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. Your response is critical to our response in places where few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
KIRN, Simi Valley, Los Angeles, 95.5 FM, HD3.